Hey, hey, this is the That Girl She podcast, where we chat, we laugh, and we keep it real. I'll be your host, Gali Odomasin. Let's chat. Hey, hey, welcome to episode 7 of the That Girl She podcast. This episode, we're going to be talking about how to thrive in the uncomfortable. One of the things that encouraged me to talk about this tonight was just what has been going on with the pandemic, quarantine, everyone being home, and just everyone kind of being pushed to hold their plans, jobs have been put on hold, school has been pushed online, and you kind of start to lose a sense of your purpose and what you're supposed to be doing. I know for me, I kind of just felt a little lost and felt a little bit like I just felt stuck. And little by little, the Lord has just been encouraging me, and the Lord has been reminding me that we all have a special plan, and God has a special purpose for each of us, and that we need to push for the things that God has called us to do. One of the things I want to encourage you guys to do during this time of quarantine, and as well as speaking for myself, is to write the vision, make the plan, count the cost, and do the work. Someone needs your ministry. Someone needs your voice. Someone needs your history. Someone needs what you've been through. Someone needs your voice. And it's so easy to think that we're not important and that what we have to say isn't valid because we don't have the amount of listeners, or we don't have the amount of views, or we weren't ever really the ones that were ever seen or ever listened to. But the Lord really encouraged me to know that we're not in this world for our own. We're not doing these things for our own. We're doing these things for the glory and for the honor and for the power of God. Something that I heard the other day that really encouraged me and reminded me that this is nothing new to God. God knew what was going to come was when I was listening to a woman speak. And she was doing a devotional, and she was talking about character, and I loved what she said. She said, "We become stronger when we see our test as an opportunity to give God glory. Our faith becomes stronger when we can look back at what we have come through, and we could still come back with quality. When our faith is tested, our endurance has a chance to grow. When our endurance has a chance to grow, we develop character. That results in a behavior that is in harmony with God's will. So just as things that you're going through and places and the struggles that you're going through that you never thought you would be struggling with, or the ways that you are thriving and succeeding that you never thought you were going with, in all of that, how are you doing it for the glory of God? How are you doing it to grow God's ministry in your life? How are you using it to build the person that God has called you to become?" So I just really want to say that to encourage you to, whether you're on the more positive side or the more negative side of the spectrum, to just trust God and to just know that the Lord sees you and the Lord knows what you're going through, and to just know that He has you and to not be afraid, and things will be okay. The verse for the segment is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 9. "We are pressed in every way, hedged in but not crushed, unsure of finding a way out, but not driven to despair, hunted down and persecuted, but not deserted to stand alone, struck down but never destroyed." Just like I mentioned in the podcast, that God has allowed this in our lives for a reason. And he would not allow something for a reason if it isn't for his glory and for our good. So I just pray that you were encouraged from today's podcast and that it touches your soul. I'm going to take a moment and pray for all the listeners of the podcast. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to say thank you for the opportunity and just for the blessing to be able to speak to people. And Lord, I pray that all the ministries that are listening right now, Lord, I pray that you would just encourage them to do the things that you've called them to do, Lord. I pray that you would equip them with the abilities that they need, Lord, to do the ministries that you've called for them to do in their lives, Lord. God, I just pray for strength for the body. I pray for endurance. I pray for peace. Tranquility. I just pray that you would help us to trust you in this season. I just pray that you would just give us the strength to not get discouraged, to not feel that we cannot do this, Lord, because you already knew that this was going to happen, God, and you would not allow this to happen if you didn't give us the strength and the will to see it through. Thank you so much again for everyone that is listening, Lord, and I ask you that you would just bless all the ears that are listening. You'd bless their families, Lord, and you'd bless the situations that they're going through in their lives. Lord, again, I just say thank you for the opportunity to be able to speak your word and to speak your truth into the lives of believers and into the lives of anyone who is listening. Again, Lord, I just ask you that you would help us use our voices as tools for your kingdom and to push forth the message of your truth. Thank you for all that you're doing, Lord, and all that you will do in your holy and precious name, Lord. Lord, I pray. Amen. Hey, hey. Thank you for tuning into the That Girl She podcast. Again, I'm your host, Galiel, and it has been a wonderful experience talking to you. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and that you would continue to keep contact with us. You can follow That Girl She on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter. And you can also check out our blog post for extra little tidbits, little cute tweets, and all the jazz. Thank you again for tuning into the episode, and I hope you return so we can continue to laugh, to chat, and to keep it real.